CFRC 101.9 FM in good old Kingston, Ontario. My name is Dave Nerd, and this is the second show of United by Punk, which, well, there's two things to celebrate on this show, this episode. Firstly, this is our second show at the new time slot, so it's Tuesdays, 8 to 9 p.m., right after Aboriginal Voices, and it's an exciting slot to be in. And yeah, we were in the afternoons for a while. Monday afternoons didn't work, wasn't the best. Before that, we were 11 p.m. to midnight Monday nights, which was awesome. Great lineup on Monday nights, but it was a bit too late in the evening to consistently be there for, you know, mentally and whatnot, bodily, physically. So now it's Tuesday nights, 8 to 9. My name's Dave Nerd. My co-host is Andy Personnel. He's out in Prince Rupert, BC. That's right. The first time I've ever done this, but basically co-hosting a show with two hosts in different cities, different provinces, different time zones. I'm in Kingston, and he's hosting from Prince Rupert, BC. He's pre-recorded. We've got him introducing two sets, all California music, 77 style, some of it, old school, a lot of it, and ripping all of it. And then my stuff is a bit all over the place. Well, no, you know, I always say that, but it's actually not entirely true, so I'm going to stop saying that. The first set is a bunch of East Coast Canadian new stuff. Grump, Discontrol, Abject Packs, The Graboids, Fat Stupids, and then TV Freaks. TV Freaks are the exception to this rule. They're actually from Hamilton in Ontario, this province. But all of the rest are from or around or have played recently in Halifax, good old Halifax, Nova Scotia. Grump, a friend of mine, Marshall, is the vocalist. Great stuff. The Graboids and Fat Stupids, really, really poppy, upbeat kind of punk. Abject Packs is pretty dark and doomy, but all around it's going to be a great set. I love TV Freaks. You've heard them on this show before if you're an avid listener. And then the other set of mine is going to be from CFRC's physical music library, so CDs and vinyl. We've got The Mandates from Alberta, Against All Authority on CD, The Huaraches from right here in Kingston, The Brains and Bad Brains. That's coming up in my second set. And as I said, Andy Personnel is doing bands from California who defined the sound, including X, The Go-Go's, The Weirdos, Catholic Discipline, The Dickies, The Zeros, and The Plugs. All really amazing bands. So let's start off with the East Coast set. With the Graboids and then Fat Stupids here on United by Punk, and let's see if I can get everything all queued up and good to go. All right, here we are. CFRC 101.9. Yeah.
Everything I try to work is Hey, this is Andy Personnel coming to you live from Prince Rupert, BC. I'm sitting on it's a rare sunny day. And I'm sitting overlooking the harbor on a pile of construction debris. And I'm going to play you guys pretty rocking set tracks this show. It's going to be... I'm taking you guys down, way down the west coast to California. I'm going to play some very early sort of punk and proto-punk bands out of California. First, we're going to be hearing from a band known only as X. I think X is one of the punkest letters. Some people disagree, say it's A, but I think, I don't know, X is a pretty damn punk rock letter. Anyway, X was formed in 1977. They released 7 studio albums from 1980 to 1993, reunited in the 2000s, and they still toured. One of the first bands that actually had dual male and female vocalists. And so we are going to hear the title track off their debut album. I believe it was 1980, came out. It was called Los Angeles. And it was actually produced by the Doors keyboard player Ray Manzarek. A pretty neat album, actually. I've been checking it out recently. And it is not your average punk rock record, but it's got that really cool early sort of 77 sound, and it's got some pretty cool keyboard playing in it too, I guess, from Ray Manzarek. Pretty neat. Anyway, then we're going to listen to another interesting band. Now this band, I found one song off their first album that was pretty punk sounding, and apparently their earlier incarnation was a punk rock band. They moved away from punk into pop. And that's what most people know them as. But we're going to listen to a track from the Go-Go's first album. And it's called You Can't Walk in Your Sleep. And it was kind of a punkest sounding track off that album. I wanted to play a Go-Go's track because they were actually... they never recorded a punk, like a really punk hardcore album. But they were... they played shows at The Mask alongside X. And actually shared rehearsal space with X. And there's kind of internal conflict in the band. They kicked out their original guitarist, who was the more punk influence. Oh yeah, and also lead singer Belinda Carlisle, who went on to have a semi-successful cheesy 80s solo pop career, played briefly with the Germs. Only her name was Dottie Danger. And then she got mono and had to quit the band. Formed the Go-Go's. Who knows what would have happened. Things have been different. Anyway, and then we're going to listen to another awesome early LA band, The Weirdos. They were active from 76 to 84. They were originally an art rock band, but they were actually one of these bands that was showcased in this early article on punk rock and the punk culture in Time magazine. So they were kind of associated and branded as as a punk rock band. So we're going to listen to Destroy All Music, which is their 77 single, which is about blowing up record stores. Stuff that nowadays would, of course, be considered terrorism, but back in the 70s, when, I don't know, things were a little wilder, maybe, or a little less wild. I don't know. Pretty cool track, though. Second set is going to be some more California bands. We're going to listen to Catholic Discipline. Now, they formed in late 1979, and they were active until 1980. Very, very short career. All members played instruments that they were not originally familiar with. Vocalist Claude Bessy was a writer, poet, journalist, music journalist, and he was the lead singer. It was kind of a super band, actually. It was ex-members, Nervous Gender, Bee People, The Bags, and Zeros. Never recorded a studio track. So all of their, all of Catholic Discipline's music is either from movie soundtracks, like Decline of Western Civilization. They play a couple of songs on that. which I've never seen. And then there's a few live recordings as well. So we're going to listen to Whip Them, Lord by Catholic Discipline. And then after that, we're going to listen to The Dickies, who are another early California band that you might be familiar with. Now, they were actually the first California punk band to appear on network TV and signed to a major label. I guess that didn't last too long because, I mean, they're not exactly a household name today, maybe in the States more so. They formed in 77. They still record, still tour. They have kind of a humorous style, lyrics dealing with Southern California culture. And we're going to listen to the track Give It Back off their debut album, The Incredible Shrinking Dickies, which I think is kind of a humorous name for an album. Anyway, then we're going to listen to a band called The Zeros, which you also might be familiar with. They're another California band. They formed in 76 in Chula Vista. The guitarist, actually, Robert Lopez, went on to fame, I guess. Fame, possibly, hopefully fortune, too, as the Mexican-influenced Elvis impersonator Elvez. I never knew that. We're going to listen to Wild Weekend, which is a track off their 1980 album, Don't Push Me Around. Rock track there. And then, if we have time, we're going to listen to another early influential Latino Mexican-American punk band from the Southern California area. These guys rock super hard. They're called The Plugs. And they're kind of... they're punk, and they also sort of have traditional Mexican music elements, but they're such, I don't know, the punk, I can't really hear the traditional Mexican elements in the stuff that I've heard by them, but it's supposed to be there, that's whatever, and it still sounds awesome. Anyway, we're going to listen to a couple of tracks, if there's time, off 1979's debut album, Electrify Me. The tracks are Berserk Town and Revolution, and that was their first studio album. One interesting thing about The Plugs, is even though they didn't become super famous, they once backed up Bob Dylan on the David Letterman show in 1984. And yeah, that's going to be my set for tonight. Thanks again to Dave Nerd and CFRC and Queen's University for letting me be on the show and scandalizing the airwaves and hopefully lots of people's eardrums with vintage punk rock music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Andy Personnel. Back to you, Dave.
We're rolling.
CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, and you just heard two fabulous sets of music, all from California, all from the, gosh, I don't know, 70s, 80s? All from a good time period in general. My name's Dave Nerd, and those were hosted by Andy Personnel out in the West Coast, Prince Rupert, BC. All right, my turn to get back on the turntables, the digital, figurative turntables, because it's actually all computer music today. That's not totally true. I've got a few CDs in here. Bad Brains, The Brains, which is a new new album out here in the CFRC, new releases. Maybe we should play that. An old Bad Brains called Omega Sessions with Eye Against Eye. Fabulous track. And then delving into some, you know, actually, I ran through music quick this time. Last week I was overprepared. This week, underprepared, I guess. The first set, I brought you all music from the East Coast, all from Halifax, barring TV Freaks from Hamilton. The rest of the bands were all from Halifax, so some great East Coast hardcore. In this set, we're going to have one more song from Halifax, Fat Stupids with I Have to Know. And then we're going to go all over the place. Sport is from France, and they have a track called Lake Placid 1932. Dad Punchers have a track called Do You Want to Dance? It's actually a cover of the Beach Boys. The Famines from Edmonton. I love this song called Syllables, so we're going to hear that. So that's four songs, and that won't get us to the end of the night. So, oh, no, that's four digital ones. Yeah, plus The Brains, Bad Brains. Oh, and I have another CD. I don't know if I'm going to play it or not, Against All Authority. Yeah, so it's going to be fun. I'm on the air until 9 o'clock every Tuesday, 8 to 9. And let's kick it up. Let's punk it up a few notches. Okay, here we go. Yeah.
story. Perpetual glory. I of the sire, the sire, the sire, the sire. And I say I don't like it, and I know I don't want it. I of your sire, your sire, your sire, your sire. Almighty watching, almighty watching. I of your sire, your sire, your sire, your sire. And I say I don't like it, and I know I don't want it. I of your sire, your sire, your sire. Oh, 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 oh
CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, and that's the end of United by Punk, so make sure to stay tuned to CFRC for Coast to Coast after that Below the Decks. Yeah, it's an awesome lineup every Tuesday night, and keep your radios tuned. I'm going to head out with the last two or three tracks, Barbara and Los Rotos del Rock with Duno Sabes, Quien Soy, and then Sport, another track from Sport with Sarajevo in 1984, and my obligatory PSAs and such. Okay, so that's it. Dave Nerd signing off. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 to 9 p.m. United by Punk. Here we go. Bye-bye. Take care. Have a good week.